Echo Smith and Cool Kids on BFBS. I'm joined by two particularly cool kids. They are members of the Exiles rock and roll trio, but one of the members that are with us today are an important backing, not backing singer, but backing, yeah, they do all the booking, all the important stuff that maybe they're not on stage, but they are a key member of the team. I would like to welcome Tony and also Dave the Animal. Hello and welcome to BFBS, guys.
Hi, Charlie. How are you doing?
Good morning.
So, Dave, explain the animal. Why are you called the animal? Because, well, I got a bit worried when I saw that. I was like, really? Oh, okay.
This came back from really the days that I was in a pro band, a pro rock band. I kind of modelled myself on Keith Moon from The Who, who tended to really be animated on stage, and that was how I wanted to be. So that's why they call me the animal.
Okay, I can calm down now. I was thinking kind of a lion. I was a little bit cautious then. Welcome to BFBS. It's lovely to have you here. You're obviously going to be playing Party in the Park this weekend. We're going to give details about that a little bit later on. But Tony, tell us a little bit about the band, about the trio.
Okay, well, thanks very much, first off, Charlie, for inviting us. It's really a pleasure to be here. The band were formed in April 2013. Ian, the lead singer and bass player, wanted to bring something different musically to Cyprus. Although born in London, he'd spent 16 years in Sweden playing in rockabilly bands and thought it would be a good idea to start a rockabilly revolution in Cyprus. The Exiles are pretty unique, as Ian is the only bass player in Cyprus playing good old rock and roll and rockabilly with an upright bass called Clementine. The lead guitarist is a guy called Tam. He has years of experience as a session musician and has played in numerous bands over the years. He continuously tells us that the guitar he plays, which is a Chet Atkins Gretsch guitar, he had to take out a second mortgage to buy it. And as you said, I am the drummer of the band.
The Animal.
The Animal.
So, Tony, how did you get involved?
I got involved being a friend of Dave's, and Dave went for his interview to join the band, I went along with Dave, and thankfully the guys said, would you like to sort of join in the band, road in, what have you, and I've never been a musician, but I've always loved the music, so when I got the chance to get involved with the band, I thought, great, I'll take it.
A great chance to get involved and kind of just go and enjoy the evenings and do a lot of the hard work as well.
Yes.
Because we forget about the roadies, we definitely do. And so, without further ado, we're going to hear your first tune. Explain to us a little bit about the background behind it.
Yeah, we have a new album out of cover songs of 1950s rockabilly and rock and roll. The album's called Good Rockin' Tonight. It was recorded as a bit of fun, really, something that the band, family and friends could look back on, but also as an educational tool for our collective grandkids so that they could listen and appreciate what good music should sound like. The first track from the album is one of the newer songs that we've covered. It was actually recorded by a band called Go Cat Go in 1992, and this is called Please, Mama, Please.
Mama, I've been good all week long, and I think it's about time for my reward. I don't need no chocolates with cherries inside. No, Mama, I just wanna go out tonight. Well, Mama, can I go out tonight? Well, there's a real cute chick I've got my eyes on. Well, Mama, she's only 17. Oh, by the way, this girl moves, well, she's real mean. Well, now I just wanna go downtown and see what the other guys are doing. I'll be home about quarter of nine. Well, Mama, you know, well, I really ain't fooling, Mama. Well, please, please, can I go? Lord, Lord, I'll be home for too long. Thank you. before the sun is going down. Now, mama, before it gets too late, well, I want to use a car to go driving around. Well, I just want to go downtown, see what the other guys are doing. I'll be home for quarter to nine. Well, mama, you know, well, I really ain't fooling, mama. Well, please, please, can I go?
That's the Exiles, and Please, Mama, Please. So in the studio today, we have Tony and we have Dave from the Exiles. And if you want to see them, you can go along to Party in the Park this coming Saturday. And because we are celebrating Armed Forces Day, you can get your tickets from the Hives and various other locations as well. It's going to be a great evening of entertainment. And talking about the Party in the Park, Tony, what can we expect from the band on Saturday? We've had a little bit of a taster, but tell us a little bit more.
Well, the band have been working really hard and putting together a great set for Saturday. It'll be fast-moving rock and roll with some great rockabilly songs included. We're coming there to entertain the crowd and they will not be disappointed. So come down and join us at the party.
So you can get your tickets, like I've said, from the Hive locations and elsewhere. It's €10 for entitled personnel, €12 for non-entitled personnel. And if you do want the transport, don't forget, pop along to the Hives and get that booked as soon as possible. Without further ado, we're going to have your second tune. So, Dave, explain us what this next tune is.
Well, this one is probably one of the most well-known rock and roll songs that's on the album. It was originally recorded by an American guy who he got to number one in America with it, but it was also recorded by the Beach Boys and Bette Midler. But when people hear this, they'll be more familiar with the Cliff Richard and the Shadows song that he got to number two actually as a B-side, not even the A-side of a single. So this one's called Do You Wanna Dance?
Are you asking?
Anytime.
I'm your man, oh baby.